Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time, we're going to be looking at a SNS, and this one's called General Voyage, Cape Town, Strong White Portion.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, it is. And this one looks really interesting just based off of the product description. So we're going to try to unpack that a little bit and see what we can learn.
Yeah, it seems like right off the bat, it's drawing inspiration from a specific place, Cape Town, South Africa. And it's not just the name, it's kind of infused throughout.
Yeah, for sure. I'm already intrigued. And looking at the description, they list some pretty interesting and unexpected flavors. They've got tobacco and ginger and lime,
Right?
but then rooibos tea. I mean, that's a new one for me. I haven't
Yeah.
seen that in SNUS before.
Yeah, rooibos tea is kind of the wild card here. It's
Yeah.
an herbal tea from South Africa known for its kind of earthy, slightly sweet flavor, and it's also naturally caffeine-free, which is interesting considering the snus has quite a bit of nicotine in it. I'm
Yeah.
really curious to see how those two elements kind of play together.
Yeah. It makes you wonder if they're going for a specific type of experience, maybe something more mellow and flavorful, despite the strong nicotine.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, the product description mentions that General Voyage Cape Town is made by Swedish Match, and they follow something called Gothiatech standards. So what's the significance of that?
So Gothiatech standards are all about quality control. It's a set of very rigorous guidelines that Swedish Match developed to ensure their snus products are meeting the highest safety and quality benchmarks. And it really covers everything from sourcing the tobacco and the nicotine to the final packaging of the product,
Oh,
with
wow.
very strict testing and monitoring at every stage.
So it's like a guarantee of quality,
Absolutely.
which is
Yeah.
reassuring considering how much emphasis they put on the intensity of the flavor experience.
Right.
And speaking of intensity, the snus comes in at 13.5 milligrams of nicotine per gram, which translates to roughly 12.2 milligrams per pouch. That's a
Yeah,
lot.
that's a lot.
They even specify that it's intended for experienced users.
Yeah, absolutely. 13.5 milligrams per gram puts the snus firmly in the strong category. And there's another detail in the product's name that relates to the experience. It's white portion. So for our listeners who might be new to the world of snus, can you explain what that means?
Yeah, white portion snus is all about a longer-lasting flavor release. The pouches have a drier surface and slightly moister contents compared to original portion snus,
Okay.
which means less drip and a more controlled release of flavor.
Okay, got it. And that ties in perfectly with the product description's emphasis on a bold, spicy flavor profile that lingers. It
Yeah.
seems like they're really going for a slow-burning, intense experience with this one.
Yeah, they even have a whole section in the description called Detailed Features,
Uh-huh.
which goes into the specifics of that bold, spicy flavor.
Right.
They really want to make sure you understand what you're getting into. But one thing that caught my eye in the ingredients list was the inclusion of licorice and salmiak, salty licorice.
Yeah.
Are those common flavors in SNES?
Yeah.
I have to admit, it sounds a little unusual to me.
It might seem like an odd combination, but licorice and salmiak actually have a long history in Swedish snus,
Okay.
and they add a certain depth and complexity to the flavor profile. And there's some speculation that they might even play a role in how the nicotine is absorbed, potentially altering the sensation of the nicotine hit.
Hold on, how does that work? That's really fascinating.
Well, it's not fully understood, but some researchers believe that the chemical compounds in licorice and salmiak could interact with nicotine in the mouth, possibly affecting how quickly it's absorbed or how intensely it's perceived. It's still an area of ongoing research, but it adds another layer of intrigue to this already complex snus.
So it's not just about the taste, but potentially about modifying the whole nicotine experience.
Potentially, yeah.
That's really interesting. Makes you wonder what kind of user they're targeting with this product. Someone who appreciates those subtle nuances, perhaps.
Yeah, it seems like they're going for a more discerning snus user, someone who's looking for something beyond the typical mint or wintergreen flavors, someone who's drawn to those bolder flavors and isn't afraid of a strong nicotine kick.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, there's one other thing that's been bugging me. I noticed that on the website, this snus is categorized under drinks and whiskey. That seems a bit out there, even with the unique flavor profile.
It is curious, isn't it?
Yeah. Any thoughts on why that might be?
It could be a marketing tactic to suggest the snus pairs well with whiskey, or
Oh,
maybe
right.
they're trying to evoke certain notes, found in whiskey with the flavor profile. The product description doesn't explicitly say, so we're kind of left to speculate, but it definitely adds another layer of mystery to this already enigmatic snus.
It feels like there's a whole story behind this product, a story that goes beyond just the ingredients and nicotine content.
Yeah, it's almost like they're trying to create a whole sensory experience and adventure for your taste buds.
Yeah.
And they're using these subtle cues and associations to draw you in.
So we've got this South African-inspired snus with a bold flavor profile, strong nicotine strength, and a connection to whiskey. What stands out to you so far?
What stands out to me is how they're positioning this product as a premium experience. Like, it's not just about the nicotine hit, it's about the unique flavor combination.
Right.
The long-lasting enjoyment, even those subtle hints of whiskey and South African adventure. They're definitely going after a certain type of consumer, or someone who appreciates those finer details and is willing to pay a little extra.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to elevate snus beyond its traditional image, and those Gothiatech standards really play into that.
For sure.
Emphasizing quality and craftsmanship.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not just some random tobacco product.
Yeah.
It's a carefully crafted experience.
Precisely. It's interesting how they're weaving together all these different elements, the flavor, the strength, the origin, the quality, to create this more sophisticated image for snus. Makes you wonder how those efforts might influence people's perception of snus, especially those who maybe haven't really considered it before.
You know, it's interesting that we haven't talked about the format of this snus yet.
Oh.
The product description doesn't explicitly mention it,
okay,
which I find kind of odd. Is it loose snus or does it come in pouches?
Oh, good catch. The description doesn't say, but the images on the website show General Voyage Cape Town in those familiar pouches.
Oh, okay.
So no messy loose snus to worry about.
All right, that makes sense. Pouches are definitely more convenient and discreet, especially for someone who's maybe new to snus.
Right.
So it fits with their whole approach of making this a premium user-friendly experience.
Exactly. It's all about catering to a modern consumer, you know, someone who values convenience and that streamlined experience.
It makes me think about how the whole tobacco industry is evolving. It's not just about the nicotine anymore. It's about the overall experience, the ritual,
right,
the sensory journey.
Yeah.
We see that with vaping, with flavored cigarettes, and now with this premium snus.
You're absolutely right. It reflects those broader consumer trends, the desire for these more personalized, curated experiences.
Yeah.
And the tobacco industry is adapting to meet those demands.
For better or worse.
Yeah.
It's a complex issue, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
On the one hand, you've got the potential for harm reduction.
Right.
If people are switching from more harmful products like cigarettes to something like snus.
Right.
But on the other hand, there's that concern that these new, more appealing products could attract new users.
Absolutely.
Especially young people.
It's a crucial point, and it's a reminder that while there are these exciting innovations happening in the tobacco industry, we need to be mindful of the potential consequences.
For sure.
And ensure that these products are marketed responsibly.
It seems like there's a lot more to this snus than meets the eye. You know, we've got the unique flavor profile, the South African connection, the high nicotine strength, the emphasis on quality, and even those subtle marketing strategies at play. I mean, it's making me rethink my whole perception of snus.
It really is amazing how much we can learn from just one product description, isn't it? It opens up a whole world of questions about consumer behavior, product development, and the evolving landscape of the tobacco industry.
Yeah, it's a reminder that even something as seemingly simple as snus can be a window into these larger cultural trends and societal shifts.
Right.
Makes you wonder what other hidden stories are out there just waiting to be uncovered.
Yeah.
But before we get too philosophical, I think it's time to wrap up our deep dive into General Voyage Cape Town Strong White portion.
Okay.
We've covered a lot of ground today. You know, from the unique ingredients to the marketing strategies and the potential implications for the tobacco industry as a whole.
And we even touched upon the potential for harm reduction and the need for responsible marketing. It's been a really insightful exploration.
Absolutely. But before we go, I'd like to leave our listener with a thought-provoking question to ponder.
So how does this product, with its emphasis on this curated sensory experience and its connection to a specific place, reflect this broader trend of consumers seeking authenticity and meaning in the products they choose?
Yeah, that's a really great question to leave our listener with. It really gets at the heart of what we've been talking about today. You know, it's not just about the product itself. It's about what that product represents.
Right.
The story that it tells.
Yeah.
And the emotions it evokes.
And it really speaks to the power of marketing to shape those perceptions and create a desire for something that goes beyond, you know, just the basic function of the product.
It makes you think about all the other products out there that are trying to tap into that same desire for authenticity and meaning.
Hmm.
It's a fascinating trend, and I'm curious to see how it continues to evolve.
Yeah, me too. It'll be interesting to see how these companies kind of navigate this new landscape and find those creative ways to connect with consumers on a deeper level.
Well, I think we've given our listener plenty to chew on today, pun intended. We've unpacked the product description, explored the unique flavor profile, delved into the marketing strategies, and even touched on some broader societal trends.
Yeah, it's been a really insightful deep dive, and I hope our listener has come away with a newfound appreciation for just how complex the world of snus can be, and also just the wider consumer landscape in general.
Yeah, to our listener, we encourage you to keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deeper into the things that spark your curiosity. Until next time, happy snossing.